Have you noticed how many advertisements you see for loan agencies these days? You know why there's so many? Could it be that more than ever, people are spending more money than they're making, more than they'll ever make? That perhaps what they want is completely out of their price range? Why many people are compelled to live above and beyond their means is distressing. Perhaps they've been poisoned by too many Lives of the Rich and Famous type shows. Perhaps some Americans are obsessed with the attractive and well-publicized wealthy and want a taste of it for themselves before they shuffle off. To be in debt and have to pay on the debt just so you can watch the rich and famous on a plasma screen in high definition is just not worth it. There are people in America who will be in debt all their lives, well beyond their capacity as part of the workforce. What then? Who picks up the tab? Do you just get punted out of your dwelling onto the street? Does Visa just curse and shake their fist when they see your obituary? Does the guy at the bank give you a hug and tell you just to forget about it? America's a great place, but it turns from the land of opportunity into a dead-end nightmare when you're in debt. And even then, the lines of credit just keep on coming. So, by the time you retire, what do you expect to retire to? Only 25 hours a week employment? Doesn't leave much time for walks and MacGyver reruns, does it? You could end up competing with young folks and undocumented workers for minimum wage employment. You might have to do some things you never thought you would to get enough money to pay for your meds, like selling hard drugs to preteens or mugging fellow retirees for the few bucks they may have. Where will you live? I hear public parks are nice and the fresh air will do you good. Not so great in the winter, though. On the other hand, you could just do your best to live within your means and not get taken for a ride by every credit card company who keeps showing up with more money every time you're trying to kick. The president says the economy is strong. I say, start learning Chinese.